Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Well, it's Monday. This should be Monday morning that I'm doing this podcast, but it's about 4:10 in the afternoon. I'll have you off by 4:20 or sooner, but thanks for joining me on this Monday afternoon podcast, episode 35 of Work Smarter, Not Harder. Maybe 34, but I think it's 35 of the fifth season. So what do I want to talk with you about? I'm going to get you in and out of this podcast really quick, and you can move on to the next one. I should have done this podcast in the morning. And the reason why I didn't is because I had a Monday morning case of the blah. I kept on ramping myself up to follow my schedule. It's like, come on, come on, come on. You can do it. You can. No, just not going to happen. No. Come on, rock on. You can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. And no, I kind of want to watch the South Park episode right now. Come on, you can do it, go for it. I'm going to take a walk around the block with my dog, all right? But luckily, you know, I've set my schedule up so that it's not that overwhelming on a Monday morning, but I do want to talk with you about some components around that are really important, and that has to do with the art of delegation. Now, you know, Monday comes, if you're a small business owner like me, if you've done it right, you have a team that will help you to get various things done, and you can delegate to them. You know, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? And so on. If they're full-time employees, hopefully they'll follow your lead and so on and so forth. But there's a really important element, and don't use it like I do to a fault, but there's a really important element of getting your team, let's just say, connected with the things that you want them to do. And that has to do with using the same tools and applications and resources that you want your team to use. Now, as a background, over the last 13 years, we had an operations manager that did really good. She moved on to a different industry career-wise, and we wish her well. But when she left, I had to revamp a lot of systems that had been kind of like, you know, sitting there doing nothing for a while. And also we brought in a new operations director, and she's doing great. I'm really happy with the performance, and she's helping to streamline things. But she also needed to be acquainted with some of these systems and also suggested that certain things be used more often. And I realized that one of the reasons that those systems were not being used consistently is because I wasn't using them. So case in point, we have a project management system. It's called Basecamp, and it's the place where everybody rallies in order to get things done. And I realized, and also Shirley realized, that we weren't using the chat feature because we've been using Slack for like 5, 6, 7 years. Slack's a great tool for messaging, but it's not an all-in-one. So over the last several weeks, before I really got the team to use the chat feature inside of Basecamp, I started using it myself more often. Because the thing is, if I'm not using it, why should I expect anyone else to use it? Another example, we have a payroll system through ADP, and there's a certain sign-on feature that allows the employee to be able to see all of the stuff that that is being managed through ADP, you know, 1099 forms, W-2 forms, name, address, phone number, et cetera, et cetera. And they have to sign up for it. Well, I realized about 5 minutes before I hopped on this podcast that I didn't even sign up for the darn thing. I was still able to receive materials, but I wasn't able to see the full picture of all of the stuff that runs through ADP, and I just signed up for it. And then I encouraged others to sign up for it as well. There were a few people that didn't. But the whole overall point of this podcast is, if you want to better delegate to your team, make sure that you have at least a working familiarity of what it is you want them to do. And if you do that, and also if necessary, train them to accomplish these things, you'll be better able to, well, let's say on a Monday morning, have a case of the blah. And, you know, I'm not saying every team member is going to be like all bright and perky and spiffy on a Monday morning, but a larger percentage thereof, especially if you show them how to use the tools the right way. So I hope you have a great week. We're going to ramp up some more podcasts this week. I don't even have a promo. Just have a great day, and we'll see you on another episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder tomorrow. Take care.